He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. The phone lines are open, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, and we'll get you up and on air. Later in the hour, I'm going to get into web censorship bill sales through the Senate. We've got the fact that it's the one-year anniversary this week of the ClimateGate situation. We've got about a week and a half because they're waiting until after next week with Thanksgiving to try to pass the full food safety bill. You got to love these Orwellian names written by big agribusiness where most of the food safety issues come from. I mean, you've got big pharma with over 350,000 deaths a year from bad drug interactions or their drugs killing people. But that 350,000 is not a problem. The issue is men with turbans, they might get us. So it's just amazing. Talking about medical malpractice, maybe we need the TSA there to protect us from our doctors. Well, the doctors at least have high IQs. Now we have TSA, you know, again, messing with people's medical sutures, demanding bandages be taken off. I mean, this is just insane, folks. It's like living in a supermax prison. Minor procedure turns into double amputation for New York City woman. She went in to have her stomach worked on. They cut off both her legs. So that's the government for you. Government-run health care. So that's just some of what is coming up today. I also have some financial news that we're going to be discussing. Geithner warns Republicans against politicizing the Fed. Politicizing the Fed. I mean, you've got to love. In fact, let's try to pull that clip up for later in the hour where former head of the private Federal Reserve, Greenspan, tells Lair NewsHour that the Fed is above the law and outside government, and government has no authority over it. That's just made up. You've got private bank consortium creating tens of trillions of dollars for themselves at our expense. We've got to pay our tax money into the Federal Reserve. The president's not above the law. The Congress isn't above the law. Nothing is above the law, but the Federal Reserve claims that it is above the law. And again, we're going to get your calls. We're going to get your calls up and on the board and ready. The number is 888-201-2244, because I really want to go to those. And we open the phones up. We're going to get to those. If you've been trying to call in, we've got the phone system open for you right there so you can get up and on the air. Our phone system was down until just now. That's why I'm saying that. You can now call in, 888-201-2244. I didn't know it was turned off. We've got it turned on now if you want to try to get on air with us here coming up after this quick break. So that's just some of what's coming up. The reason I've been covering this TSA situation at nauseam is going back almost a month ago now. I saw a chink in their armor. I knew that we could have a major effect on the globalist. I knew that we could resist them. I knew that what they were doing was outrageous and that the TSA takeover was very important for their psychological warfare program, that they had to break our will to train us that we have no dignity, no rights, and that if we could give that anger a place to erupt, it would spread like wildfire everywhere, and it has. Most of the polls in Reuters and other places show over 90%. Against the TSA and what they're doing. People just say, look, I don't want any security. I'll take the risk. They've got a CBS poll, classic disinfo outfit at CBS, that tells you that mercury is good for your child's brain. Remember that clip we played? That mercury's now nutritious. They say, oh, 82% of Americans love it. They love the scanners. They love Chertoff. They love all of this. So I want to get your take on this, the economy, and so many other issues. After this quick break, when we come back at 888-201-2244, and we will continue with the other important things that are developing while we're busy watching this TSA. But the TSA is not a diversion, because it's about us coming together and saying no. And once we have a victory on one front, people then learn they can have victories on many fronts. We're learning how to win right now together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday transmission. Your phone calls are coming up here in just moments. I want to get into the economy, the web censorship bill. The federal government putting fake bombs on German planes. They got to make us submit. Caught red-handed there. It's all coming up. But I want to explain something. No one in government has immunity. They tell you they have immunity. But I had the DA on from San Mateo County. And that's the county where the San Francisco airport's at. And I said, sir, correct me if I'm wrong, but police don't really have immunity. And feds don't have immunity. The claim of immunity is when they're doing their duties properly, they have immunity under law because they're in the right. He said, you're absolutely right. I said, here's another analogy. If somebody's breaking in my house at 3 a.m., endangering my family, I have a right to blow them away. That's not immunity. It's that I'm in the right. He says, you are absolutely correct. Because over the last 15 years on air, I've probably interviewed constitutional scholars and common law scholars hundreds of times. I know this. I've studied the law. But they tell these bureaucrats, you're above the law. You are not above the law. Tell that to the cop that shot the handcuffed black man last year in the back and then lied about it and said the guy attacked him, but video caught it in San Francisco. That cop just went to jail. Does he have immunity? No, he doesn't. Now, a sworn police officer who's had training, unless there's an emergency situation and an arrest situation, they're not allowed to stick their hands down your pants. And if they have a chance, they are, by law and by code, federal and state, they've got to get a same gender to do it. Not in this case. And I'm going to explain something for those of you that are in denial. They are now sticking their hands down your pants. And they admit they're doing it to intimidate you to go through the scanners. But they say that doesn't matter. Next, they're going to pat you down on top of the scanners. And some people are like, get over it, man. What do you have to hide? Oh, what's next? Can I stick my hand down the minimum wage McDonald's worker, now TSA federal god? Can I stick my hands down their pants? Not that I want to. No, I'd be sent to prison for 5 years. If a cop was randomly in a park sticking his hands down people's pants, he'd go to prison. Police now staking out California airports to catch TSA goons. Appearing on the Alex Jones Show, current Chief Deputy DA and incoming DA of San Mateo County, Steve Wagstaff, said his office will prosecute TSA employees who engage in lewd or lavacious behavior while conducting Homeland Security mandated pat-downs at the San Francisco International Airport in San Mateo County. And it went on from there. He says they're sending their deputies in. See, these little toilet attendants, these little TSA workers who couldn't get a job anywhere else, they can't even engage in an arrest. They are literally the equivalent of Walmart greeters that can stick their hands down your pants or pull your colostomy bag out of your side. This is in the news. And when you and when they do it, you know, it's in the news. People say, please don't pull that. It's a colostomy bag. They're like, what's that? They're like, listen, I have a medical card. That's a colostomy bag. Do you understand? That's the feces from inside me. And they just pull it. Hey, look, poopy. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what they do. Same thing with the urine bags. What's this? That's a catheter. I have bladder cancer. Catheter. I mean, literally with the blood and everything. Like a demonic monkey pulling it out of you. And they're like, our TSA people are professionals. We do pull the catheters out. I mean, there's a bag with urine in it. What that? How many times have you seen it in the news where a woman has her pump breast milk and they go, can that be liquid then? And you're like, but it's for my baby. Might be a catheter. And you're like, well, I understand that, but drink it then. Drink it. Drink the milk. I have power. I have power. In fact, cue that back up. I have power. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, an army of low IQ people on power trips. And you're like, don't talk bad about them. Don't make fun of them like they're stupid. It's okay that they're harassing old people and pulling colostomy bags and catheters out. It's okay they're going into medical sutures. It's to keep us safe. The Muslims are so scary. That's why the borders are wide open for them. It's all a big sick joke. You're being trained how to be a slave so they can take your pension fund and everything you got. But you'll laugh now. You won't laugh later. That's why so many people listen to the show now, because they used to laugh. Now they don't. And the most gullible in society, steal toady and get off on licking boots and love going along with the system. Great! You're going to lose everything you got, cowards. You killed America. Ryan in South Dakota, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, you're doing a heck of a job there, my friend. I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and actually I just got on the Internet here about 2.5 years ago, so I'm finally getting woke up just a little bit.
Well, we won't be there long. Cass Sunstein, publicly the head of the White House regulations, says he wants to shut down free speech and ban criticism of government. But I guess that's to fight Al-Qaeda. What's wrong with that, Ryan?
Right on. Hey, you know, speaking of these here travelers and these airlines and stuff, you know, I haven't flown for about 22 years, been since I was in the National Guard, Army National Guard, and in the Navy, of course, back in the
60s. Hold on, you were in the Guard? According to the Homeland Security Mike reports, you're the number one enemy of America. I'm not joking. The government says you're a terrorist. Of course, I think that makes them the terrorist. I guess they are the terrorists, but I'm sorry, Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, right. And at the time, I don't even own a weapon. I got me a baseball bat, and that's about it. But
kind of.
Terrorist is right.
So what's on your mind today, Ryan?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, what is the big deal of all these people have got to be a traveling so much? You know, why can't they just stay home for the holidays and boycott these airlines for a couple of days?
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, and I appreciate your call. Great points, Ryan. Good to hear from you. I want to go to Charles, Donna, Don, Tom, Ronnie, and others, and I'm going to try to shut up and actually get to your calls after this break coming up in a minute. But since he brought up that point, I want to cover it now. I am not just supporting National Opt-Out Day, where you say I'm not going to be radiated. They're now trying to intimidate people and threaten to arrest them if you don't let them grab your genitals. But when they do that, they're going to lose in court. So let them try to threaten you with $11,000 civil fines. It's all bluster. Opt out, that's good. Be polite, but point out, look, district attorneys have said you're going to be charged if you touch my genitals. It's misdemeanor through the pants, felony inside the pants. So I'm telling you not to do it, but if you do it, I'm going to file charges. And it's already beginning. Now, the feds will just put a bomb on a plane, but that's why we've – see, they've got us checkmated if we don't expose the fact that they're really the one staging this. Or they'll keep doing it as the pretext to take over our lives. But for the airlines, the head of British Airways a month and a half ago came out and said, get the naked body scanners out. The Italian government said, get them out. And so the globalists mailed a few printer cartridges out to scare everybody. They've had major airline heads here say, get it out, it's killing tourism. They have last Friday, not this Friday, but last Friday, about 8-9 days ago, the heads of the biggest tourism lobbies, the head of the Airline Pilots Association, they went and said, look, don't do this. This is killing theme parks. This is losing billions of dollars a month. It was $9 billion a year. Now they're estimating it's going to be over $40 billion a year. Reuters is. They don't care. The feds don't care if you don't fly. Actually, the environmentalists say they want all travel non-essential banned. They want to bankrupt the airlines and nationalize them. So we don't want them to do this slowly. We want to face them down now, panic them, to make industry force them to stop it. We'll be right back with Charles and others. Stay with us. But good idea. Boycott flying. I'm not flying anywhere.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is yelling, I have power, I have power, I have power.
The power to stop him from flying to Florida with his wife that day to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.
Make you feel like you have no rights.
Perry says he always alerts TSA agents about his
Mr. Nice Guy from the TSA. Meanwhile, the federal government admits 350,000+ bad drug interactions killing people a year. Over 300,000 botched surgeries, like this one from CBS News. Woman went in for a minor gynecological procedure. Young woman, they chopped off both her legs. But that's not a problem, hundreds of thousands dying in botched surgeries and bad drugs. No, a few people die a year from terrorists. Oh my gosh, let's give up all our rights, it's so scary. And during the break, they had television on. I was seeing ads for TV shows. And it was all about terrorists attacking and all the different television programs and the cops keeping us safe. Give me a break. It's elementary. The government's run by criminals. They're staging the terror. Come on, wake up, people. You're the target. The good news is people are starting to get that. They know the borders are wide open. They know the government ships in the drugs. They know the government's corrupt. Charles in Louisiana, what's your view on all this?
How you doing, my friend? Let me say hello. It's been a while. It's hard to get in. My view is this. I've been through all this for years, and I don't know how parents could let their kids be molested in plain sight for an airplane ticket. You got to really want to fly bad. It's a form of prostitution, what it is, for airplane tickets, to me.
Well, I got to tell you, watching this video of this TSA guy with this five-year-old boy, they pull his shirt off and then squeeze his body and then run their hands over his head. I mean, let me tell you, you couldn't pay me $1 million to do that. And that TSA worker looks like he's having a good time.
I don't know about the rest of the American people, but I would put my hands in my life. It would be a fight right there. I'd probably go to jail. But everybody wants a pirate.
No. Last week they tried to pull a guy's colostomy bag out of him, and he punched the guy, and he's going to jail. Remember earlier this year, the other TSA worker, they kept making fun of the size of his body part every day, so he punched his boss in the nose. He went to prison.
One little girl up here come from Texas, and she yelled in the airport, I'm being touched, don't touch me, I'm going to be touched. And then when she come home, the little girl, it took her 5 hours to calm down. She was 11 years old. She knows she was being touched. My God, the child was raped in plain view in the palace. Well, you got to do that. I said, no, I wouldn't, you know, get a train, get a plane. Get
well,
a,
Charles, the feds are setting a precedent to do what even sworn law enforcement officers who are bonded can't do. The feds are setting the precedent. They can do whatever they want, and Chertoff can make millions of dollars as the head of Homeland Security ordering the machines and now the head of the company. But for those who don't know Charles has been listening about 13 years. Charles was the first person as a rescue worker in Katrina to tell us the police machine gunned all those people on that bridge. He saw it happen. And it came out years later that it was true and the cops went to jail. But the point is, Charles, you described the feds and the police demanding a little sugar from the women to be rescued.
Yes. If you were thirsty and you showed a bra, you got one bottle of water. And if you lift the bra up, you got two bottles, Mr. Jones.
What type of man with a woman in desperate need of help could demand to see her breast? This is who our government's hired. They have hired an army of scum and goons, and they've almost kicked all the good people out of government. It's called tyranny. So you witnessed that. Tell folks what you witnessed. Who did you see making women show their breasts for water?
It was the National Guard.
Yep, there's America.
It was almost policemen. It was camouflaged, you know what I mean? Some of them had the signatures.
Well, we have all the video of the cops robbing pawn shops and Walmart for goods.
Well, on Canal Street, yes, we've seen
who watches the government? You give the government the power of God, you get tyranny.
And look, they were dressing old women, and they really got off on it. And most of the men stayed inside and sent their wife for the water. That's what got me. I'm discouraged.
No. And that's the problem. Men, on average in America, have gone, and foreign historians said we were the toughest, the smartest, the best, and we have turned into Nelly, domesticated, effeminate, cowardly pieces of trash. And it's not even fair to call them effeminate, because women are tough. Men in this country worship being weak. I hear them on the radio. They love it. They are, this country's going down. You just better know that right now. All I'm trying to do is save as much as we can, warn as many people as we can, Charles. But the average American male wants to be a slave. They enjoy it. Go ahead, Charles.
What is this? The man wants to see the man. Men want to see men run with the ball, Mr. Jones. Our country's going down. His kids can't read and write. He ain't got no money, but he wants to see the man run with the ball. You know what I mean?
They want to see the ball. They want to see the football because that's manly.
Yes.
Colt McCoy.
Well, let me tell you something. Thank God for what you've done, my friend. You've been right all along for 13 years. No one could prove you wrong I ever met. And I thank God for you. I don't care what people think I'm blowing smoke. Thank God for you standing up. At least you are, man. Nobody can laugh at you. The rest of them wouldn't do it.
Well, Charles, I love you, and I appreciate all the great work you've done. God bless. Charles has sent us so much good intel over the years. Donna in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, I agree with him. I'm an 11-year listener, and I totally agree, Alex. You have been, you know, spearheading the whole movement. I see two things happening here. I see that they want us to stop moving about freely, and I also see that their main goal is to start implementing biometrics.
And what did I say a year ago, only because I had the documents, they're saving the biometric scans for biometrics, and now MarketWatch last week, they are biometrically scanning. I absolutely agree. But they don't want us protesting all at once and bringing it to a head. They want to slowly shut down commerce and travel.
Well, that's why I'm a little upset with Jesse Ventura, because the way I look at it is we need leaderless resistance right now, and we need everybody to not stop flying, but to stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore, and no, you're not going to fondle me, and no, you're not going to molest my
child. Sure, it's just that imagine him flying four or five times a week. I've flown with him multiple times, and you're watching him, and here's the former governor of Minnesota. They all know who he is. The TSA's taking photos of him, and they're running their hands all the way up his legs, in his groin area. You heard him Friday. They actually touch his hind end in the crack, and he's standing there going, it's East Germany, Alex. I'm going to leave this country, Alex. And you've got some goon doing this. And notice, just a year ago, it was wanding. It's always more, 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 more. Get your stinking hands off me. It's training us. We're prisoners.
I absolutely agree. My husband flies every 2 weeks. I understand exactly what Jesse's saying. And, you know, you had Russell Means on a few weeks ago, and he said, and I quote, Americans are proof that history is repeating itself. And no truer words have been said.
Well, he went on to say, we're one giant Indian reservation. And we're all the same. Listen, Hitler wrote that he used the Indian reservation model for his camps. The British used that model that they developed here before the U.S. got set up. This, we're all being trained to be slaves and to have minimum wage goons ruling over us, powerless, empty people that want the power. Donna, anything else?
Nope, just none are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they're free.
Yep, the Bible's got it right. We'll be right back after this break with Don, Tom, Ronnie, Jim, Ben, Mike, Ruthie, Brad, and others. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nobody else in the world pats people's genitals at checkpoints or sticks their hand down their pants. But we do here because we're free. We're America. Nobody else in the world has private bankers set up in front of Congress and say, or their legislature, their parliaments, and say, we won't tell you where trillions of dollars went that we took. But see, we think we're free here, so we put up with anything. Now, the good news is, for everybody, the sleeping giant that is free humanity is waking up. But this country is going into a depression. We have been financially set up. World government is being announced. And if we don't say no to this, the globalists are going to win. But the good news is people are starting to show fight, and the system has begun to pay attention to it. Let's go ahead and go to Don in Michigan. Don, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Okay, I'd like to rattle through a bunch of stuff. And absolutely, PrisonPlanet.tv member, and passed out, I think, like 600 DVDs. And proud to do that, and happy to do that.
You're awesome.
But I would like to thank the tyrants for giving us the TSA, because that's opened so many people's eyes and let people know that, oh, my God, you know, really, what can they do? And why are they doing it? As far as Glenn Beck, I like to watch him to pick the pepper out of the fly crap. You know, he's on his way, but Glenn, if you're listening, my God, you know, be real, become real. And I want to say this.
I mean, I told Beck months ago, cover poison in the water supply, cover eugenics. He has been. Last week he was talking about Rockefeller, not just Soros being part of the New World Order. So he's moving in the right direction, and so I would look for him to be destroyed, or they'll attempt to destroy him, very, very soon. And a little bird told me something like that might be coming down the pike in December, so he better brace for impact, but I'm going to shut my mouth now. Don, I got a bunch of callers. Please continue. What else is on your mind?
No, just the, like you just said, the poisoning, the sodium fluoride, the BPA, and TSA. You know, come on, Glenn, if you want to get on board, address this. Do it. Go with it. Don't stop now. I got a sister flying out of Pittsburgh today, and I wanted to hear her story before I called your show, because I wanted to hear what she went through. And she was oblivious. She's the smartest person I know. She's into college, into the education. But she, when I asked her, I said, well, are you going to go with radiation, or are you going to go with the molestation? And she had no idea. She had no idea what I was talking about.
Well, they're saving the biometric. They're saving the biometric scan. So, you know, that for me is the big issue. So what did she say, Don?
I haven't heard from her. She's just now getting home tonight. And I'm looking forward to hearing what she had to say. And, you know, in a rude way, I'm hoping that she let them pat her down, because I think that would be the biggest thing to wake her up.
I hear you, Don. Don, great points. Again, though, they know how to dog train us. They do this incrementally. Not all the airports have the naked body scanners. Not all the airports are doing the pat-downs, but they admit all of them will be doing it, and everyone will get a pat-down on top of the scanner.
He didn't understand that, and that's what I was trying to tell her. And I didn't want to scare her. I didn't want to freak her out. But I knew, you know, she said, well, I'm hoping I get neither. And I'm like, well, you're getting one or the other. You know, if you don't submit.
Absolutely, Don. I appreciate your call. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. The big point that I wanted to make today is not to call people to violence, but to say that the only real way that we're going to stop these thugs from having their way with us is what the people in the ghettos in Germany and in Soviet Russia should have done when they knew that the secret police were making their visits.
Well, I know this. I was looking at photos and videos of men, women, and children marching into pits and being shot in the head, and they are 2 feet from German soldiers. I would be grabbing those machine guns. I'd be fighting. I mean, look, I am not going, and of course, it may not be being marched into pits to be shot in the head. It'll be the government raising your taxes, taking your bank account, feeding on you. You know, again, I'm done. We've got to start saying no, not just on the TSA, but on all of it. Government's too big. It's out of control. This ain't America. And people better grow up and read what Thomas Jefferson said and decide whether they like tyranny or liberty. You know, so many yuppies send me emails and say, I don't care, they spy on me. What about the government? Who watches them? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, what I also wanted to say is perhaps what we should start out with is maybe a little slap on the hand when they get a little too close. Or when you say, you're not going to touch me, and they go to touch you, just give them a little slap on the hand and say no. Like treat them like they're children.
They will take you in the back room and break your neck. They kill people all the time. People get killed all the time in airports and back rooms. They claim you fall down and hit your head. Now, the problem is you're scum, you're trash. They're looking for an excuse. They don't want to just stick their hands down your pants. They want to billy club you to death. And I guarantee you, Sir, they're grabbing catheters out of men and women. They're grabbing colostomy bags. They're taking sutures off of surgery patients. And if somebody just shoves them, they're charging them. They're God, you're scum. I appreciate your call. I don't know if I want to advise that. No, you let them abuse you, and then you sue them. And you go to the DA, and you file charges for sexual assault. That's what you do to the scum. I appreciate your call, Tom. But they want to murder you. I mean, they like power, so I wouldn't do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, I was listening earlier, and you were talking about them bringing up the false flag events again in order to usher in and justify the...
Oh, yeah, you better believe they're going to blow stuff up and pose as our mommy and our daddy and tell us how great they are. Yeah, they're a bunch of criminals. Go ahead.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I called in here a couple of weeks ago, and I'm the one that was talking about having a planned response in place with, you know, get people to fire these, you know, we got to fire them somehow. We got to get them out of where they're at. Either impeachment of officials that are allowing this to take place.
That's right. Let the Fed stage their terror attack, but then day one we create a huge grassroots movement. Why aren't you fired? You know, groping two-year-olds wasn't enough for you and that couldn't keep us safe? Don't get promoted and pose as our savior. Be fired! Fired for letting the terrorist, i.e. the government, stage the event. So at least fire the terrorist. Absolutely. Great point, Jim.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the Supreme Court come out at some point in time and say that the police were not obligated to protect you?
Yes, because they can't protect you. They are there to respond once a crime has been committed to bring you to justice to the people's court, empowered by the state legislature. And so they're there to bring you into jail so that justice can be done by the people's court. And we're the jurors and grand jurors. And now they need to try to fight crime, and that's one of their main missions, but it's not their responsibility because the cops, the average 911 calls 12 minutes. You know, and the cops can't protect you. Look, the world isn't perfect. There's hundreds of thousands of car accident deaths, hundreds of thousands of bad drug interactions with legal drugs. Honeybees kill hundreds a year. You can't ban honeybees because they're killing people, and you can't ban terrorists. Let's just grow up. Good points, Jim. Let's talk to Ben in Indiana. Ben, you're on the air. Welcome. Come on,
hello,
Ben.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I'm a huge InfoWars supporter, Prison Planet TV member. I just want to say great job waking people up to the TSA and the body scanners. I've got some info that only you and InfoWars can cover.
Okay.
The article is Around the World, a Race Against Time Bombs in Air. It's out of the AP. And about middle way down through the section labeled tracking, it says that the FBI called FedEx and UPS, which had participated in a government terrorism drill in August. The exercise, a homemade bomb, slipped onto a cargo plane.
No, they always run drills. It's like this German bomb turned out to be the U.S. government last week, but because the Germans confirmed it wasn't real, Obama couldn't grandstand. But I didn't know they were running a drill. This is huge. Stay there. They always run a drill. Well, that's incredible. We'll be right back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
While Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, we chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All these TV shows about terrorism, all these drills and towns all over the place, it's meant to create the perception that terror is everywhere. Small towns getting $300,000 robots to disarm bombs. A McDonald's bag on the side of the street, the SWAT team comes out, everybody's afraid. It's about government posing as our saviors. They're the heroes. How many times have they caught firefighters burning down buildings to be heroes? How many times have they caught cops planting pipe bombs? A lot. It's basic criminology. And the caller, who are we talking to? What's his name? Who? Ben in Indiana brought up this MSNBC story. Around the world, a race against time bombs in the air. Details emerge of a plot to blow up cargo planes inside the U.S. This is back from early November. And sure enough, it says that the FBI had called FedEx, UPS, which had participated in a government terror drill in August. The exercise, a homemade bomb, slipped onto a cargo plane. Now, the British then tested it and said it was a dud. It wasn't a real bomb. Obama still gave a speech and said, no, it was real. The British came out and said, okay, we checked again, it is. Now, what's in AP and the Mail, the Daily Mail today? Fake bomb aboard German passenger jet was made by U.S. security firm Airport Security. So, again, these are drills, ladies and gentlemen, and we ought to be glad that they're not actually blowing up real planes, just doing duds. But see, if a real plane blows up, then there has to be an investigation. Finishing up with Ben in Indiana. Very interesting tidbit, Ben. So we had a drill going on right when all this went on.
Exactly. Same as in on 9/11, 7/7. I mean, the list goes on and on. Every time we have a terrorist attack,
Fort Hood.
There's drills. Yep, Fort Hood.
It's on record that the federal government helped get the underwear bomber on the plane, and he was commanded by a Lockheed who's admittedly works for the Pentagon.
Absolutely.
I mean, they think we're so stupid, Ben.
I think people are waking up with your help. You know, I've learned how to scan news, and now I can see this stuff and help to contribute to the InfoWar.
Well, Ben, you're awesome. I appreciate your call. We'll get the writers and researchers on this right now. Just one more piece of evidence confirming the same paradigm, the same footprint, the same fingerprints, the same MO. It's always the same signature. I want to be clear. The reason this radio show is now, in many cases, able to set the news agenda, and that's not Alex Jones tooting his horn. There's a lot of news articles right now. You can just type Alex Jones into Google, mainstream news pointing out we pushed this TSA thing over the edge with the help of the Drudge Report. We're able to do this because of you, the activist listeners. Mike in Maryland, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
Hey, thanks. It's, I didn't hear the little noise. It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. I'm at the DC911truth.org.
Honored to have you, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, before I talk about the TSA thing, may I be so bold to make a request? There's this one woman journalist, Deborah Dupree, from www.examiner.com, and I read her news stories on the Internet, and it's almost like going to your website. She's got ads and stories about Camp FEMA and other things. She would make a great guest.
There's millions of great guests. You know, Geraldo Rivera last week came out and said that the towers could have been blown up, including seven, and then he got questioned on another Fox show about it, and he said, yeah, there's evidence they blew up Building 7. It should be investigated. So incredible things happening right now. Anything else, Mike?
Well, yeah, basically, yeah, you know, I'm maybe not the activist I should be, but I try my best to help out, you know, whenever I can. But let
we've
me
all
got
to fight the terrorists. We've all got to come together against the corporate terrorists.
Let me just say that a number of years ago, I used to dabble in art, and I came across this one book. It had this interesting Jewish fellow with this long beard, and I copied, you know, I sketched his picture, and come to find out it was it was photographs from the Warsaw Ghetto, and it documented in photography how the tyranny started out with people getting tickets for parking their bicycle supposedly in the wrong place.
Exactly. First it was, may I see your papers? Then it was, I'm going to search your pants. We found photos of the Germans sticking their hands in their pants. This is how this happens. Great point. Anything else?
No, I just say we have to stand up to tyranny and evil and confront it whenever we face it, because we can't back down.
Yes, tyranny is growing. Look at it on every front. Wake up, folks who are new listeners. Let's talk to Ruthie in Florida. Ruthie, you're on the air.
Hi. I talked to you about a little over a year ago. I just got two things. First, I'm thinking they're making things so ugly at the airports because the next step for them will be government-approved travel. You'll have to have papers, sponsored. You know, the government will check you out and say, yeah, it's okay if you travel and you can't go anywhere.
No. They admit you're going to go through a background check and then have your ID card where they approve you to fly. Well, that's called your driver's license. You know, people were against the driver's license saying it would turn into this, and now it has. But again, the borders are wide open, but then we've got to have hands stuck down our pants, and that is the next move, is the trusted traveler. They want to force you onto this.
Yeah, you'll have to get pre-approval and,
yes,
you know, put it all in your business and stuff. The second thing was my friend happens to be my donut shop. I don't know if you remember. I talked to you a little over a year ago. And like the guy before, I keep doing my thing, too. I post good stories that I see, lots of them. Thank you very much on my Facebook. Hoping my friends are reading them. Some of them are. More and more in the donut shop, every time I see an opportunity, apparently I can't lie. So when a subject comes up and I know something about it, and thanks to you, I'm knowing a lot. I'm able to say stuff about it. And just the other day, a young man came in, and people want to talk about this. And he brought it up, and we had a nice conversation.
Yes, people are now awoken. People are now ready to hear the truth.
Such a change in the past year to where, you know, it was really scary to put it out there for a few people. But it's easy, like, sometimes they'll say, oh, I never do anything without my debit card. And I go, oh, I never use that anymore. I don't let the banks have any more of my money than they absolutely need.
Well, Ruthie, you're awesome. We got to jump to other callers, get everybody in, or at least some of the callers. But what did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're learning how to say no. We're gaining momentum. The tyrants are illustrating how corrupt they are. Brad in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you. Short-time listener and been awakened thanks to you. And I just want to say a couple things. First of all, you know, to all the patriots out there, the people trying to spread the message, just ask yourself where would we be if our forefathers stopped when people told them they were crazy, or they stopped when people called them a nut job or a conspiracy theorist. We would not be anywhere near the freedom that we somewhat have today. On the other hand, Alex, I wanted to ask you at least one question.
Go ahead.
I found a thing on a site called DailyPaul.com. It is a Rand Paul website. It has an article in there talking about Bill S-510.
Yes.
And it says in there that there is $10 million supporting this bill and only like $2 million opposing it. So basically, from my understanding, what this is big business being allowed to persuade.
Yes, big mega agra openly wants to shut down local farms and ranches, their competition. And so this bill will outlaw, if the government wants to, it gives them unlimited power. Look, it's kind of like this piece of legislation, and again, it's not my words. This is Wired Magazine. Web censorship bill sails through Senate committee. It allows the government to just shut down anybody's site, no judge, no jury. Same thing with S-510. Doesn't let you make preserves, grow apples, nothing. And it's all written by big agribusiness to shut down their competition. One last caller, Kevin in Texas. You're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Got about a minute.
Okay. I was just calling because it's the first time I've called in, and I heard about you from friends a while ago, and I have you as a friend on my like page for Facebook.
Good to have you on board. What's on your mind, Kevin?
I was wondering, why do you think the government's giving out free converter boxes for the community, like digital TV?
For television?
Yeah.
Because it's just a payoff to the corporation that manufactured them, and they want to phase out all local community TV. And it just sets the precedent for government to say what type of light bulb you've got, what type of toilet, you know, what type of car. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Rashid, Nick, others, I'm sorry. I'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue to track the economy, everything else that's happening. Great job to the crew. Look, if we don't say no to the TSA now, what's coming next? Proctology exams?
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.